Today, as we come to the last Sunday in the church's liturgical year, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. Now, you might stop and say, but what we heard about was the shepherd. What's that have to do with Christ the King? Especially when we stop to think in the ancient world, the king, of course, is the highest one in society, and the shepherd is the lowest one in society. To be a shepherd is a completely unskilled kind of labor. And so it was something anyone, including little children, were able to accomplish. And so now we hear about the fact that the Lord is going to be the shepherd. And even in the gospel, when he talks about coming and sitting on his glorious throne, he's going to separate the sheep from the goats the way that a shepherd does. So what does this have to do with being the king? We have to understand that in Israel, the way that God set it up, God was the king. God was the shepherd. That's what this is about. But we remember how the people of Israel said, we do not want God to be our king. A rather tragic point. You can look in the book of the prophet Samuel, and that's where you will see that. And the question was, why did they not want God to be their king? And the answer was, because we want to be like everyone else. All the other countries around us have human kings, and we're stuck with God being our king. Imagine that. We want to be just like everyone else. We want a human king. Samuel tried to reason with them, but they wouldn't hear it. And when the Lord spoke to Samuel, because Samuel was just depressed by this, he said, Samuel, it's not you they're rejecting, it's me they're rejecting. So when they decided that they didn't want God to be their king, they decided they didn't want God to be their shepherd. Because when you think about what a shepherd does, a shepherd leads the flock. A shepherd protects the flock. The Lord, when he talks about himself as the good shepherd, even goes so far as to say the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hireling runs away, where the good shepherd actually is going to stay there and fight for the sheep and die if that's what he needs to do to be able to save the sheep. Then we look at what Jesus did. He leads us, he protects us, he died for us so that we could live. And what is a king supposed to do? Lead the people, protect the people, and if necessary, die for the people. Now, there haven't necessarily been a whole lot of really good kings, and so you might not recognize that. But that's what they're supposed to do. And that's where you recognize that the king and the shepherd actually are supposed to be doing the exact same thing. Whether it's the one who's the highest in society or the one who's the lowest in society, isn't it amazing that the task was identical? And so for God, who is absolute humility and absolute charity, to unite himself in this way with the lowest in society was not something that was an affront to him. He is king of the universe. He is the creator of everything. But what we have to understand when we talk about Jesus as being the king, he is not the king because he's God. He's not the king because he is the creator. He is the king because he died for us. He's the king because of his death and resurrection. That is what sets him apart from everyone else. So now each one of us has to ask the question about this kingship. Jesus is the King of the universe, the entire universe. But he created human persons with a free will, which means he will not force us to be his subjects. That's why we even see in the gospel about the shepherd separating sheep from the goats. I find it interesting how these people now that are in athletics have taken a term which, when applied to human beings, has never been a good one. If you're a goat, that was not a good thing. And suddenly we have made goat to be the greatest of all time. That is not what Jesus is talking about. The goat of all goats is Satan. And if we're going to be counted among the goats, this is not something to brag about. It is not because we were so great. But unfortunately, in our humanness, that's exactly what tends to happen. We even notice that in the first reading today, when God, speaking through Ezekiel, talks about how he himself is going to shepherd the sheep. And he talks about the lost and the strayed and the injured and the sick. And then he says, the sleek and the strong I will destroy. It's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. You find the same thing in Psalm 23 about the Good Shepherd. I remember reading a book that was written by a shepherd. And he was talking about this exact point. And he said, sometimes the best sheep in the entire flock is very independent, very stubborn, wants to do things his own way. So this is the strongest one, the most beautiful one, the most perfect one, has the best wool, whatever it is you want to say about the sheep. And he said, and what happens inevitably is that one starts leading the other sheep astray. The shepherd is trying to lead the sheep in one direction, and these particular sheep don't want to follow where the shepherd goes, and they start leading the others. And so the shepherd actually has to do something with that one sheep that, as he said, is oftentimes, from a marketing perspective, I guess, the best sheep in the entire flock. Strong and sleek, but unwilling to follow the shepherd. So if we have this free will, we have to choose whether we are going to follow the shepherd or whether we want to be the strong, sleek, independent one who says, I don't need a shepherd. We can't get to heaven by ourselves. And so if we want to go our own way, which means go in a way that's different from the way that our shepherd is leading us, it's going to lead us astray. There is only one road that leads to heaven. There are thousands of roads that lead the other direction, but only one that's going to bring us to heaven. And that's the one that our shepherd has led us on. Are we willing to follow him up that road? That road leads to Calvary. But we know that it doesn't end there. The cross is not the end. The cross is the means to eternal life. Just as now death is not the end for us, it too is the means to eternal life. Now, the amazing thing is that we all know that we're going to die one day, and yet we fight it with everything that we've got. Are we willing to accept God's will? Are we willing to be among the lost that he's going to seek out, the stray that he's going to bring back, the injured that he'll bind up, or the sick that he's going to heal? See, those aren't the kinds of people that we think ourselves to be. We don't want to be among them. We want to be sleek and strong, and we want to be independent, and we want to do it our way. Long before Frank Sinatra ever sang about doing it my way, Satan sang that song. Maybe not with that tune, but he sang the same basic song. And if we want to do it our way, we're saying no to God. We're saying exactly what the people of Israel said. We do not want God as our king. We want to fit in. We want to be like everyone else. We don't want to do it God's way. So that's the choice we have to make. Everything else except for the angels in creation is automatically under God's rule because it doesn't have a free will. The angels and human beings have a free will. Each angel already made his choice. And each and every human being has to make his or her own choice. God has made his choice. He chose you. Now, it's our choice. Do we choose him? If we're going to choose him, that means we have to follow him. It means we have to allow him to be our shepherd. It's not just, well, he's the king, he's up there seated on his throne, isn't that nice? No, he's the shepherd. He is with the flock. He is leading the flock. He is guiding us. If we're going to turn our lives over to him, then we need to trust him that he's going to lead us in the way that's most perfect. We read the lives of the saints, and sometimes we think that doesn't necessarily look like the best way. It's the perfect way. Trust the shepherd. He loves you, and he only wants what's best for you. If he has in mind to lead you to the green pastures and the still waters, but in order to get there, you have to go through some difficult terrain. You maybe have to go through a desert area, whatever. Maybe as the sheep, you're looking at this going, the shepherd doesn't have a clue. What are we doing out here when we want to have some grass? The shepherd's leading you there. Follow him. If you go your own way, you're going to go astray. You're going to get stuck in the desert. You're not just going to be led through the desert to the place where there's a beautiful pasture. You're going to get stuck there on your own. Follow him. Let him lead you. That's his job. That's what a shepherd does. He leads the flock. He protects the flock. He lays down his life for the flock. That's what he's doing for you, if you are willing to allow it to be done. So that's what every one of us needs to think about and pray about. Are we willing to allow him to be our king? Tragically, we look around. The vast majority of people are saying no. They don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it their own way. This is the long history of humanity. And so now it's our choice. If we're going to say yes to him, then follow him. Let him lead you and trust him, because he is going to lead you the only way that is going to bring you to eternal life. That's what he wants for you, is to be a saint and to be in heaven with him forever. And that's where he's going to lead you, in the way that's going to be perfect for you. You might not think it's so perfect. He knows that it is. That's what he's going to do if you're willing to say yes. If you're willing to allow him to be your king, to be your shepherd, to be your Lord, That's what he is inviting you to. He has done everything, and he is the king, and he is the shepherd, whether we want him to be or not. So he's the king of the whole universe, and that's what the church proclaims today. But if he's going to be your king, that's a choice that you have to make. He has made his choice, and you are among those he has chosen. And now you have to make your choice to allow him to be your king.